coming hard. Incentivize holding on from Mwunga. Incentivize makes a statement in the Group 1. Beat Mwunga, Sir Dragon A to 5.
And Brett Prebble looking for a crowd to celebrate with. He had to settle for a camera in the tracking shot on the inside. No crowd at Flemington yesterday, but Pete Moody was there to watch this galloper win the Mackaybe Diva Stakes. He joins us this morning. Congratulations, Pete.
Thanks, Warren. Very pleasing to kick off like that.
You've been given a nice present. You took a little bit of the wrapping paper off it yesterday. What did you find?
Yeah, well, listen, I think he was, pretty good in his efforts yesterday. Probably wasn't the ideal way you wanted to go about kicking off a Cups campaign, but he's such a relaxed horse and the race presented with no speed. So, Brett took up that option to roll along. If anything, probably went a little bit slow to suit the horse, but Brett rode the horse to give him as soft a run as he could for as long as he could under the circumstances first up,
Brett's first ride on the horse under race pressure, what was his feedback in terms of the overall feel he gave him?
Well, I thought he looked uncomfortable in the run and thought he was sort of tracking up on his wrong leg most of the way. Brett was quite adamant that he wasn't, and he said he was just having a good gawk around at everything, more so than anything. I think, pleasingly, I know there's good improvement to come, and Brett will be much better for the experience on the horse's back. He felt he just did enough to get him over the line, and more importantly, the horse seems to have recovered bloody well this morning, which tells me... Initially, after thinking it might have been a very solid run, and the way he's bounced off it, he seems to have recovered well, so maybe it wasn't as hard as it looked to me.
I think you've described him as having a really good set of lungs and therefore might help with the way he recovers. Does he remind you of any horse with those type of characteristics that you've had previously?
Oh, listen, I probably haven't had a stayer like this or a potential, mile-and-a-half horse like this and his recovery rate. I've trained a few of the Europeans, and I bought a few of them as foals, and even though they've got nowhere near this horse's sort of ability, like horses like even Shepherd and Kernan that I bought out of Europe as foals, they're just sort of bred differently for these, they're bred as stayers, and they've got an unbelievable lung capacity. You don't need to probably do the work we traditionally do with our staying horses that are sort of more thick-set and stronger boned, and they sort of got a big, deep girth on them, a high wither, a big, deep girth. They taper off a little bit behind the saddle, but you never see them have a blow. It doesn't matter what sort of work or race conditions you put them under.
What do you map out for him now?
He goes to the Turnbull, 3 weeks, I think, the Turnbull, and a couple of weeks to the Caulfield Cup, which is ideal. The Caulfield Cup's his target race. We know he runs a mile and a half. You would think with his racing pattern up on speed, he's going to be suited at Caulfield. So that's my sole target. And then, obviously, post that, there's a Cox Plate and a Melbourne Cup. But the Caulfield Cup's a race where, I'm sort of gearing to try and have him as well as I can,
How's Gimme Park come through that last start win?
Yeah, she's good. She's had a little bit of a freshen up and... she's not a big girl, and she's done well, so she goes to, I think it's the same day, back to Flemington to run in the Dane Hill Stakes down the straight. So she's coming along nicely, and her form lines seem to be holding up pretty well.
One of the international breds that you were talking about, Shepherd, and stablemate Akachita heading to Cranbourne today. Not quite at the same level of the Mackaybe Diva Stakes yesterday. Any expectation today?
Oh, listen, if it rains, Shepherd could figure. But if the rain doesn't come on the good four, I think he'll find them too sharp. Akachita, well, this is his sort of grade. I think he's had his birthdays. He's owned by a good mate of mine. It's probably why he's held his box for as long as he has. And performance today will determine if he holds that address tomorrow.
And quickly, no Lightsaber yesterday. Can we get an update there, please, Pete?
Just had a slight little bit of bruising in one heel, and it was sort of, touch and go whether to run. And he's got beautiful feet, must have just grabbed something and a little bit of bruising. Had I not thought the track was going to play as solid as it did, it wasn't overly firm, it was a beautiful surface, but if there was a shower of rain, I probably would have run him. But he's got the Guinness Prelude this week, so I wasn't going to risk him, and this morning he trotted it out like Paleface Adios. I'm pleased to say. So I reckon we've taken the right option. He'll go to the Guinness Prelude this Saturday.
Plenty to look forward to, Pete. Congratulations on yesterday, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Warren. Have a good day.